didn't like it.
It wasn't good enough. So then he did multiples of the ones that are combinations of the one-offs.
The ones he liked.
Yeah. It's staggering. It's just staggering.
Yeah.
So it'll be like Thomas Cole in the future, but you gotta wait for this hiatus that we're in now.
Exactly.
Where they're
I'm Donna from Claverack, and you're listening to WGXE Acra 90.7 FM.
Columbia County-based jazz drummer Bobby Previtt plays with Ray Anderson, and Boar, which is Maeve Charlotte and Zoots Houston, also perform on Friday, January 20th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXE will have a webcast of the entire show and will broadcast the show from 8 to 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM. Previtt is a Columbia County-based drummer and composer who has heard international praise, and Anderson has transferred Dick Griffin's multiphonic technique on the trombone to his own singing voice, enabling him to simultaneously blend several pitches to the point where he sounds like a blues-inflected Tuvan throat singer. Maeve Charlotte and Zoots Houston also perform on the show at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on Friday, January 20th. Turn out to the Avalon Lounge or tune in a WGXE web stream and broadcast at wgxc.org.
WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Timothy Simmons of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
One tough year behind you, another one surely ahead.
New Year's Eve has never been anything to celebrate in your busy, filled-up book.
You work too hard, they always say.
And in your heart, you know they're right. You get so deep into the daily grind that doing anything for yourself feels unproductive. But they finally got you out of the house.
And you're stepping out on New Year's Eve.
It's nearly the hour, and your friends have pulled you from one party to the next.
You felt like a wallflower at all of them, keeping to yourself until it's finally time to leave.
But there's one place that your friends want to take you.
This one is special.
This one, they say, is for you.
And to your surprise, they weren't wrong.
As soon as you walk in, you feel like you left it all outside the door.
The work, the worry.
The energy in this place is so electric, so effusive.
The music makes you want to dance, and the people make you comfortable enough to go for it.
You open like a fresh new rose.
The whole room sees your smile and drinks in the charm you forgot you had.
By the end of the countdown, you feel so free you could have been floating over the party, up with the chandelier and shining just as brightly.
What is this place, you finally ask?
It's the Love Motel.
Thank you.
Well, hello, baby. Welcome to the one and only Love Motel, your romantic radio rest stop off the Hearts Highway.
We're so glad you pulled in to spend your evening with us.
I'm your host, Donna. And if you're tuning in from where the Catskill Mountains meet the Hudson River, where I am, you made it through a frigid holiday season and crossed over into the new year with some warm, wet, and worrisome winter weather. My sincerest sorry to all the ski bums and bunnies out there who won't be finding any snowy slopes in this radius anytime soon.
And I'm your other host for tonight, Honey, coming at you live from the unusually rain-soaked streets of Los Angeles, where this stormy week has helped us all wash away the old year and usher in the new one, fresh and glowy.
If this is your first time at the Love Motel, don't be nervous. We're going to treat you right.
We're a once-a-month radio romance talk show with love songs, love advice, and our very own love line.
Call and leave us a message sometime at 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568. It's a very real number where you can leave us a very real and very anonymous message for us to play on the air.
You can also write to us totally anonymously by going to our website, www.thelovemotelradio.com. We have our episode archive there too, so you can catch up on all our old shows and take us with you wherever you roam.
We're on Instagram too, at the.lovemotel.
We love hearing from you, and we love helping you sort through whatever troubles have been weighing heavy on your heart. So please drop us a line whenever you're thinking of us.
Or just ask us to play a special song for that special someone in your life. We do that here too.
Well, Donna, I've missed rifling through our inbox and reading our lovers' letters with you. What do we have in store for listeners tonight?
Well, the start of the new year is often a time when we feel we've got to confront our responsibilities. And tonight we're tackling two letters that deal with one of the big ones, money.
Oof. Well, it's no surprise that as our listeners look towards the new year, their questions are all about getting their affairs in order. We'll go mull over our responses. And in the meantime,
how about we play, oh, I don't know, just some really amazing songs.
No. Care of her better than I do. We're this fire waiting for us on the edge of town. In this rough boys for hire, and they're waiting to blow me and Candy down. It's all right, 'cause they can't touch us now. They're destroyed.
Welcome back, lovers. We're going to get right to opening that first letter of the evening.
This letter is from a listener we're going to call Sleeping on the Job, and they wrote,
"Dear Donna and Honey, my partner has been miserable at work, and when he said he wanted to quit his job, I freaked out a little. We are, after all, barreling towards a recession and the end of days. After some soul searching, I was able to get on board and tell him I'd support him if he wanted to quit, and that I trusted he could find a better job that would make him, and thus us, happier. Now he finally has an opportunity that would allow him to quit, and he's holding on to the job for dear life, trying to see if they'll let him stay on part-time. I know he's scared, but I'm having serious whiplash here. What do I do? First of all, good on you for taking a beat and doing that soul searching. It is not easy to supportively sit by while we watch any loved one make a decision or not make a decision that we feel wouldn't serve them best. Understanding that we can't control the actions of others is a massively vital lesson that we all got to learn and keep relearning for the rest of our time in this world together. But in this case, since it sounds like you share some financial responsibility, I don't think it's totally out of line for you to express your concerns in a delicate way if an appropriate moment presents itself. Since you've already communicated your sincere support for whatever decision your partner makes, make sure you frame your concerns in a way that doesn't seem like you're withdrawing that support or putting pressure on any one choice. It also sounds like your partner is now clinging to this job he hates out of fear. So perhaps the best thing you can do while you continue to be supportive is to try and assuage that fear. That fear might be blinding him to the options that seem unstable now, but will make him happier in the long run. Maybe there's ways to help him see beyond that fear. You sound like a very caring and patient partner, so I imagine you're already working on that."
You're right as always, Donna. And I wonder too, If you can shake your partner out of his stasis by suggesting a real, hard, annoying, and sometimes quite scary look at your finances and his finances, your goals and his goals, where do you hope to be in a year or 5 years as a couple? I mean that quite literally. Are you happy in your city, in your rented apartment or your mortgaged house? Will one of you need a new car at some point? Will the boiler need replacing? What do both of you need to do now to set in motion where you want to be then? This kind of conversation is the incredibly tedious, nerve-wracking, and frankly, unsexy part of long-term commitment. It sucks, but it's often just part of the deal of building a life, together or as individuals. Then, once you have clarity as to the road you want to be on, you can map out how you can each get there in a way that makes you each as happy as is possible under our current inescapable capitalist grind. That conversation will hopefully circle back to what your partner wants to do or what he needs to do to get to where he wants to be. And though I know good jobs with the right pay and the right benefits and the right environment are so hard to come by, it's not like he only has two options in front of him, his current job or this other opportunity. If he doesn't want one or the other, he's got to work towards whatever that third option is that he might actually want. I also wonder what it is about job option number two that makes your partner not jump at that opportunity. It might be useful to remind him and yourself and all of us that the perfect job doesn't always exist. Workers are being stripped of rights, of the promotions, pay, and perks that used to allow our parents' generation to idle along in a 9 to 5 for 40 years, not really happy and not really unhappy, but watching contentedly as their take-home pay steadily increases and living a comfortable life outside of it. These days, we're expected to work 9 to 9, be available at any hour if something comes up, with pay that doesn't even come close to matching up to inflation, and no substantial time off to be able to remember what life is really worth living for. So, on a deeper level, and perhaps it's worth exploring, maybe your partner's issues isn't his job, but the system of work that we're all held captive in. And maybe working towards dismantling that system, or just making the most of his time off the clock, might make him happier than any job ever could.
So true, honey. We're sorry, sleeping on the job, that you're getting dragged down by someone else's sucky job, but we're hoping it's quitting time for your sweetie sooner than later. Here's a bunch of songs that put more eloquently what we all know. Work sucks.
Baby, can't you dig my feet? gonna gag. Unless we are.
Oh, and knows the dreams she dares to dream. The plans she has made or the time she has prayed inside. Oh, what tears at her pride.
Working girl,
living in a man's world.
Welcome on back to the Love Motel on this, our first episode of a brand new year.
We are just tickled, touched, tantalized to be heading into a whole new year of the Love Motel.
Last year was good to us and sometimes hard on us, but getting to spend the lonely evenings with all of you made our year, as it always does. So, shall we open a new submission from a listener now, Donna?
Sure thing, babe. Here's another letter from a listener we're going to call For Love or Money, and they wrote,
"Hey, Donna and honey, I really want to be more transparent with my guy financially. We don't share anything about our finances, nor do we actually share any money, but I have some big financial goals and I'm on my way to meeting them. I want him to have his own financial goals too, but know that I can't force that. How do I get him on the same page as me?"
This one is a toughie. I am unfortunately of the mind that you just really can't coax anyone onto the same page as you when it comes to big foundational life plans, like having similar financial milestones, unless you share those goals already. Those things are best discussed relatively early on in a relationship, I think. Not first date stuff, of course, but once things seem like they might start getting serious is when I think it's a good idea to let those discussions naturally unfurl. And hey, maybe they didn't naturally unfurl for you, despite every best intention.
Totally, Donna. If and when you two start talking about the future, if you feel comfortable, it's worth mentioning that you've got goals and it's important for your partner to have them too. Do you share a living space? Do you plan to in the future? Do you want marriage or kids? When those conversations come up, it's totally fair game for you to ask him to put his cards and his wallet on the table.
Is it possible that your guy does have some financial goals of his own, but it just hasn't come up? Many of us are brought up being told that talking about personal finances or asking about someone else's is rude or unbecoming. So if the topic of what his financial situation has come up, maybe he's kept his goals more private out of discomfort.
I do wonder what your partner would say if you brought your financial goals up to him. Perhaps he'd learn that he shares them or that he has no interest in taking his finances that seriously right now.
Either way, unless you do share financial responsibilities or he starts asking you for money, or either of your spending becomes an issue for the balance of your relationship, what he's got going on in his wallet is none of your business. But for now, here's some hot jams about none other than that nasty little poison called money that's got us all working way too damn hard.
In life for free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. love won't pay my bills. I want money. Everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money. Yeah.
listen, son, don't you sit around and cry. Because love in this world ain't nothing you can buy. She's got a ruby lips and emerald eyes. She's got diamonds on her mind. If you want that girl, what you need is a M-O anywhere. That's a
late last night I had a crazy dream. I met a man who invented a money machine. He said, I know things are tight and times are tough, but he'd give me the machine if I give you up. I just looked him in the eye and I said, no thanks, honey, your love's better than money in the bank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank.
All right, lovers, if heartbreak ever happened at the Love Motel, this is when it would go down.
We wish tonight could last for all of time.
But as Donna's always fond of saying, there's a place where the Love Motel is never ending.
Listen to our old episodes and write to us at thelovemotelradio.com and give us a call at 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568.
We've loved kickstarting this year with all of you, starting it off just right. And we can't wait to see you back here next month on the first Thursday at 8 p.m.
Until then, don't forget, love is in the airwaves.
We'll be right back. you say you care as well as I do. Why is it you're never there? You say it's just a precious baby, but maybe ruin each other's world.